It seems that almost everyone is interested in success. But when it comes to success, the level of success to which we desire or to which we obtain varies. The efforts we put forth towards success also varies. But of all the people of the world, Christians should want to succeed. Christians have been given a mission in the Great Commission. And if we fail in our mission, then the Christians become a dying breed. What makes us different in our search for success, as opposed to other people, is our definition of success, and then our strategies to get there. So let's take this time this evening to look at a lesson given to a tired and weary group of fishermen who felt like failures until Jesus taught them a lesson about their failure. It was a lesson that impacted the rest of their lives, and I'm sure it will do the same for you and I. It comes in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him, being Jesus, and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets." When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him. If you're interested in success, Jesus would tell you first and foremost to accept the limitations of human efforts and plans. Peter, Andrew, James, and John used all of their resources, all of their knowledge about fishing, and had fished all night and still had come up empty. Simon Peter told Jesus, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing." With the greatest of efforts and the best of plans, humans will still come up short from time to time. While God gave us brains to think with and to plan with and to function with, there are some things that we simply cannot do on our own. Before the night began, the fishermen prepared their boats, readied the nets, set a course, picked a spot, and then began to fish. As the night wore on, the fishermen discovered that their efforts and plans were not working out as they had intended. They may have then changed their strategy, maybe shifted their location, or put their minds together to come up with something that would prove successful. Ultimately, they all felt the weight of human limitation. They could not force the fish into their nets. They may have been the best of fishermen, with the best fishing gear in the best location at the best time for fishing, but they caught nothing. What are we to do when we accept the limitation of human efforts and plans? We should trust the Word of Jesus, even if it does not make sense. How do you think these fishermen felt taking advice from a carpenter-turned-preacher? Fishing is our business. This is how we make our living. We have such a large fishing business that we have companions and partners in this effort. They could have thought, what does this carpenter preacher think he's doing offering us advice about what we've done all our lives? There was something in Jesus that caused them to trust Him. He did not ask them to do anything immoral. He simply asked them to do something that did not seem to make sense. Jesus told Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." When we take the whole of Peter's response in verse 5, we see his obedience to the words of Jesus. "Master, we have worked hard all night and caught nothing. But I will do as you say and let down the nets." Simon agreed to do something that did not make sense at the time. Sounds familiar to something Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21. "For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe." It doesn't make a lot of sense when you first hear it. But spending time with Jesus and spending time with His Word, gaining trust in Him, leads one to conclude that you must trust the Word of Jesus and act upon it even if it doesn't seem to make sense. When Jesus asked them to go out, He asked them to go out into the deep water. Deep water being a metaphor, being a language that would suggest them taking a great risk. Every great enterprise, every project or undertaking that is specifically difficult or complicated takes risk. So be willing to take risk. Risk is part of all achievement. Verse 6 begins, "When they had done this," a risk-free life is terribly dull. A risk-free fishing trip could have ended having caught nothing. But when they were willing to take the risk, they enclosed a great quantity of fish and their nets began to break. Perseverance, even through disappointment and fatigue, is required for success, just as these fishermen did that morning. The fishermen were tired from toiling all night long, but they were willing to do their part. They were discouraged, having caught nothing, but they were willing to try again. Runners describe a feeling known as runner's high. The feeling or experience comes only after a runner has pushed through his fatigue and kept on going despite every part of his body yelling for him to stop. The feeling of exhaustion gives way to the feeling of euphoria. It only happens if the runner will keep on going when he or she would like to quit. Our text begins, Luke 5, verse 1 and 2. "Now it happened while the crowd was pressing around Him," pressing around Jesus, "and listening to the Word of God. He was standing by the lake of Genesaret, and He saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. Simon and his companions and partners in fishing had worked all night and caught nothing. Disappointed, their livelihoods depended upon this catch. Fatigued, fishing with nets especially is not for the physically weak. But they had returned to the shore and were cleaning their nets, preparing to go home. They were ready to quit, but now they needed to persevere, even through the disappointments and fatigue. As success came, they had to share the burden. When they had taken the risk, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help. They came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. Verses 6 and 7. If you look down at verse 9, it says that for amazement had seized him, speaking of Simon Peter, the main character, and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. Verse 10, and so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Since Jesus was the ultimate focus, it did not matter who got the credit among the men. It was not to the credit of Simon alone, nor was it to the credit of James and John, or even Andrew, Peter's brother. Teamwork takes a team, more than one, such that all receive the credit, or surely none should receive the credit. The catch of fish that day was too great for what they had planned for. God cares about our efforts and our plans, and when we accept our limitations, trust Him fully, take some risk along the way, persevere despite the disappointments and fatigue, and work as a team, God will give us more than we can ask or imagine. As Paul wrote it in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, he said, God is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. We need go no further than what's happened here in this congregation since August the 21st to know that God delights in surprising us. When we think we have it all figured out and the last of His blessings have been given, or we are about to close things down, God delights in surprising us with more than we could ever ask or imagine. Peter did not take the credit for the success. He humbled himself before God and acknowledged his own unworthiness. Notice that when Simon Peter saw that great quantity of fish, he fell down at Jesus' feet saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." It was then that Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men." Verse 10. Reminiscent of the preaching of Peter and other apostles, a great quantity of fish were caught. Whereas some might want to say, look at Peter and what he caught. He took no credit for himself. He shared rather the mindset of Paul, who said in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth." God is the reason why we will be successful. We must remember that God is the one who is in control. We are His workers. We are workers in God's field, tending to His crop and gathering His harvest. If there's going to be any success, is going to be because of Him. But we must plan. We must work. So what did these men have that was needed in the task of catching men and women for God? Well, they had effort. They had plans and they had patience. They demonstrated that throughout their lives, working as fishermen. They were also not afraid of challenging work. The work was hard. The work was difficult. It was also rewarding. They received instruction well when it was given, and they were willing to try again. So Jesus taught them not how to do what they had already been doing, but rather how to use what they knew to the glory of God. He taught them to fish for men and women rather than just fish for fish. After Jesus' resurrection, Peter struggled for a bit with himself and ultimately decided to go back to fishing. Peter, no doubt, dealt with some doubt about his success. So Jesus came to him again and did a similar miracle that's recorded in John chapter 21. Peter would never forget the lesson that day. He went on from that place to become a great fisher of men, and he became a spiritual success. And so can we. So can you. You know the secrets to success. Accept the limitation of human efforts and plans. We cannot save ourselves from sin. So we must trust the word of Jesus, even if it does not make sense right now. In life, you're going to either risk your eternal life for what you are doing now, or you're going to risk your life now for an eternal reward. Choose your risk wisely. You can persevere through disappointments and fatigue, or you can be overcome by them. The importance of teamwork shows up then in when we are reminded that we face burdens that are too difficult to bear or success that's too wonderful not to share. You can have more than you could ask or imagine, but you must be humble. Humble in your success, for your success is really God's success. So if you're interested in success, fall in line with God. Luke chapter 5 and verse 11 says that when they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed Him. Will you follow Jesus? He's leading every man and every woman who is following Him to success. We're willing to help if you will respond to His invitation to follow Him. We'll do what we can to encourage and uplift. We'll do what we can to instruct and teach, to reprove, to correct. We'll do everything that we can so that we can find ourselves to be successful in the work of the Lord. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, the Lord has extended it. We give you now the opportunity to respond to it as together we stand and as we sing.